Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Right. You promised me on-site events. Fair warning. I've paid for enough conferences that turned out to be four sponsor pitches and a sad sandwich.
I know that sandwich. This isn't that. Picture 50 SE leaders in a member company's office, a real office, borrowed for the evening, and nobody on stage is selling you anything.
Borrowed? Nobody lends you an office for 50 strangers.
Every time. Someone in the community says, we've got space in Berlin or Munich or Frankfurt, come use it. So the venue costs nothing, the room is gorgeous, and the host is one of us. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Part two of our special on the SE Rockstars Presales Leadership Community. Today, the evenings, the member portal, and what it takes to get a skeptic in the room.
The skeptic being you.
The skeptic being me. Go on, walk me through an evening.
Doors at 3:30, 4:00. Two or three keynotes, short, from members. One leader's playbook, 10 minutes, done. Then breakouts, in person this time. And here's the part I love. Attendees vote on the topics beforehand, so you're arguing about what the room actually cares about, not what a program committee thought was fashionable in March.
Then dinner, I assume. This is where the sponsors usually appear.
Then someone shouts, "Food's here!" and the whole room groans, because they're mid-argument about SE ratios. Food, drinks, networking until 9 or 10. Every time I've left, I've had three new numbers in my phone and one idea I couldn't wait to try on Monday.
Okay, that's the bit that lands. Keynotes have never changed my mind. The person next to me at dinner has. Every reorg I've survived, the useful advice came from someone who'd done it 18 months earlier, over a drink, off the record.
Yes! And when they ask members what they want more of, the answer is always the same. Not more content, more of these evenings. Which is why they run three or four a year now.
That's the opposite of what every content team believes. So what does an evening cost me?
49 euros. That's it. A commitment fee, not a ticket price. The evening itself is free, same as everything else they do.
Now that is smart. Free events get you 50 registrations and 20 people.
They had exactly that problem. The fee pushed no shows under 5%, and the goodie bag is worth more than the fee, so nobody's making money on you.
Tell me about this portal. I've seen member platforms that were a password-protected shared drive.
That's honestly what it used to be, and they'll tell you so. Now it's a proper member area. You register, you get the recordings of every past session, you sign up for events, and the calendar invite lands in your inbox. And there's a member directory.
Directories are where privacy goes to die. My legal team would have a view.
Opt-in and granular. You choose whether you're visible at all and which fields show. Name and LinkedIn is the minimum. And there's a map. So you find out there are 7 SE leaders in Stockholm you never knew existed, and suddenly your next city trip has a dinner in it.
Look, I'll say the quiet part. My managers would get more out of this than I would. They're the ones with two peers in the building, and a map like that solves a problem I've never managed to solve for them internally.
So send them. Then come yourself. The Europe kickoff is the 13th of October, in London, in a member's office right by the Royal Exchange. Munich follows on the 22nd, and I hear the Munich seats are already going.
London, the 13th. Well, I'm in London on the 14th anyway, so that's rather convenient. And after that? Two cities isn't a European community.
They've done the homework. London has the highest density of SE leaders in Europe, around 500 people running a solutions team. Then Paris, Madrid, Munich, Amsterdam, Milan. That's next year's roadshow, more or less in that order.
Paris second? I'd have bet on Amsterdam or Dublin.
Everyone does. Paris is quietly enormous. So, the move.
I'll take this one. Register at srockstars.com/community. Put the 13th of October in the calendar, or the 22nd if Munich is closer, and pay the 49 euros before you talk yourself out of it.
And my twist. Send the link to one SE leader outside the German-speaking world. The community only gets as European as the people who show up.
Fully convinced, for the record. And slightly annoyed it took a WhatsApp group. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Pre-Sales. If you are leading a pre-sales team in Europe, wherever you're stuck right now, chances are someone has already solved it. The pre-sales leadership community is where you find them. 250 plus SE leaders across Europe from companies such as SAP, ServiceNow, and Salesforce. Talks from leaders who've actually done it and a network that goes beyond your own company. It's free and nobody's selling you anything in there. And it's 100% exclusive only to solutions leaders. Apply at serockstars.com/community. Links, of course, in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.